Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on Facebook and YouTube Live, and hopefully everything's still sounding good here as we continue on with the stream for the second hour. Lots of fun having Captain Jim Hughes, the Cortez, in here this morning, and man, I love getting to do this, Corey. It's a very fun show, and it's very cool to get to have Captain Jim in here and, you know, talking fishing and talking fun. And today's been a very good day, an unbelievable prize, killer info, having a great time, bud.
Just crazy. I mean, Jim is truly, he's not only family to you and myself, but he's family to the entire fleet in the fishing industry here locally. And having him in studio, Rick, like you said, is just a treat. And he brought, just unbelievable. I mean, if just a day and a half trip on the Cortez wasn't enough, right? It's a day and a half trip or a 2.5 day trip, whatever's available
at the time.
At that point in time for next year, you know, Jim will probably be able to squeeze you on a charter if there's not an open party trip available. Trust me, he will work it out. And if that wasn't enough, not only are you going, but you're able to bring a buddy, whether that's your son or daughter or your wife or a family member or just your fishing buddy, right? So for
Absolutely.
Two of you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you get two separate trips. You're going on one trip in July and one in August. That means you going on one trip with your buddy on a day and a half or 2.5 day trip. Two ways to have a chance to win that. And earlier in the show, currently we're only on text, but prior that was for the callers. And right now, as we speak, it's for texters only, and so we'll have Jim flip a coin at the end of the show to figure out who that's going to.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. It's been a busy morning, been lots of fun, tons of great text coming through, and tons of great info, and we're going to continue on with our catch report. We have Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report standing by. Today, that catch report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience when you come back from your long-range trips. Now, with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com to make your reservations. And we got Captain Mark Wish with our FishDope.com report standing by. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Corey and Jim. Great show. And, Ricky, you're doing a good job with all them new buttons and whistles and stuff.
Mark, you have no idea, Mark. Let me tell you, he's the man. Seriously. I bow to Rick. He's doing it. And I would expect nothing less, though. He's got it going.
Got a jump, man.
Nah, you guys got it together, man. It's awesome. That's for sure. So anyway, you know, it's been an interesting week for sure. Obviously, the big news in this part of town here was that weather, that northeast wind we had was just brutal. Oh, my God. Now it's backed off, and it's going to be switching gears, and now it looks like we're going to get some rain and some wind, you know, the whole absolutely opposite scenario, but we need it. So hopefully we do get a little spritzer there. So as to some fishing, obviously that weather, you know, the big factor is tough to get out for the guys. The few that did, the biggest news was the halibut fishing, both local and at Catalina. So over at the island there, there's still some nice ones to be had. Backside East has been kind of the most popular area. You know, it's just scattered all over, but that backside East holds them steady and it's easy to get to. And a lot of that's up shallow, 15 to 40 feet like that, on the edges of the hard bottom and on the edges of the kelp line. Same exact zone you're going to be fishing the sea bass. And there's been some good scores, not so much recently, but a couple weeks back, man, there was some real world-class fishing over there. And I got to tell you, if those sea bass are in sync with the white flowers on the dogwood trees, like they're supposed to be, and like I've seen them for years, it's going to be really good. The flowers are way ahead of schedule, a couple weeks ahead of schedule from the last couple years, so I would anticipate those sea bass to get on the program really good here. It's been fun, fun watching that connection there. Locally, the best shot for some quality is, again, fishing the halibut. You know, a lot of focus is on the horseshoe kelp area out in front of Long Beach and San Pedro, like that 80 to 100 feet. Same setup there on the edge of the hard bottom. If there's not too much breeze, you can maybe get away with 4 ounces, but 8 to 10 is often better. It keeps you in contact with the bottom, and that's where those halibuts are living, right there on the bottom. That horseshoe zone, you know, it's been steady, but there's also some good stuff up along Palos Verdes there. A lot of guys don't fish it, but there's plenty of fish there. Just east of the Red Buoy right there at Point Furman was always a good spot. We've got some really nice ones in there. And one of my favorites is the Black Crack just up above Point Vicente. You go up there just a little bit, you won't miss that crack in the bluff. 60 to 90 feet in that area, there's some little spots of hard bottom in there, and that's been steady over the years, something different. And just to shift gears a little bit, completely actually, supposedly the first bluefin was caught yesterday afternoon or evening on the Old Glory down there on that exploratory trip they're doing.
All right. And, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, it's a report that's been circulating. Danny texted me that a little bit. Danny from Fishboat, he texted me that for a heads up here a little bit ago. So let's hope that that's the shape of things to come. Yeah, those fish, you know, the plane saw them down there, what, a week or so ago, and some of the long-range boats have been seeing it down here, and hopefully it gets with the program. It's nice to have something different to talk about. So that's this week's report. And, Ricky, I wanted to mention to you, you know, you're talking about CalStar rods and anchovy fishing. Did you ever fool around with a GX8?
I did, yeah. I mean, GX7 yeah. and GX8. I'm with you.
Yep.
You know, having all this big bait around, it's a rod that goes, you know, that I don't know, like lost its highlight, but a fantastic chovy stick.
I have two myself.
Yeah.
Do you?
And yeah, that's going to be fun. They probably got some new materials, and hopefully they work with that. So it'll be fun to see those.
How about that? A little Trinidad 14, a little Trinidad 12, you know, some light mono.
Can you imagine?
I can't wait.
Can you imagine?
Them
poor Albies, if they ever show up.
They're going to be in real trouble, man. Yeah, to have a reel that casts as good as a Newell 220 did, but you can actually put some guts to it, like they're going to be in some real trouble.
Well, that's for sure. Wouldn't that be something?
It's going to be fun. It's going to happen. There's no doubt. Like, at some point. That doesn't mean it's going to happen today. It doesn't mean it's going to happen this year. But it's going to happen. And I can't wait to see. It's going to be really cool. Well, Mark, a great report, as you always do. If somebody wants to put the best bait tank available to keep those anchovies alive or just get the great information you guys always provide at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone numbers, area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, there's no telling what we're going to be talking about next week.
Between, right?
Squid, sea bass, halibut, the white flowers, and bluefin tuna rolling into our area.
And it's January.
Mark, I pay attention to your reports every week. And last week was the first sign of the blooming dogwood, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and not only did they bloom early this year, it's like crazy fast. I've got a benchmark tree that I drive by on the way to work every morning, and man, that guy just loaded up in no time. It's crazy. It's
beautiful. Okay.
Bring it on.
I'm holding it to you.
I like it.
I do too. Steve Bass, Albacore, here they come.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call, buddy. That's cool.
Oh, man. Hey, and it's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of the San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more information.
I know Doug Kern is your neighbor right around the hill.
Yes.
And, you know, when we're all close, you can Courier and Santee also around the corner from that. Doug's got a tree in his backyard that we call the yellowtail tree, or he calls the yellowtail tree. And I know he did some research to find out what it is, but exact same story as Mark. When that thing blooms, there will be biting yellowtail in La Jolla. And, man.
So do we have a report?
If I mean, could, I'll have to find out. Doug's, okay. Doug snuck away as a, for a very well-deserved little weekend getaway with Dan. So, but, I mean, you could set your damn watch to it.
Isn't that
crazy? Thing's blooming. There's fish to be had in La Jolla. It's just, it's.
Or soon to be.
We laugh about it so much, you know, and he'll say, well, it finally happened, man. The tree's blooming, and I haven't heard anything about fish. And, like, all of a sudden the guys will kind of look sideways, like, no, man, there's pretty good fish in the last couple of days. Just nobody's been talking about it.
And,
like,
dude, you
can set your watch to it.
And, Mark, I mean, Mark Wish, it's not just 20 years of experience. It's more than double that. I mean, it's, I hate to age you, Mark, right? 40, 50 years of knowledge. And when he says, man, those trees have a connection.
Everybody finds a relationship to something.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, everything.
Totally.
And the signs are always there.
Yep.
All we see is Chovy. Watch out, man.
I like it.
It's signs are laid out.
Hey, well, speaking of Chovy, we had a great text come in from Tom in University City. He says, hey, with all this talk about Chovy, I've got a question for Jim. How do you feel about the use of using sinker for aiding in your cast? Do you ever attach sinker to an anchovy when you're fishing for tuna, like we often do for kelp bass in the kelp beds?
We have. Oh, absolutely.
Rubber cordes?
Yep, rubber cordes. You know, I mentioned rubber cords the other day. Or not the other day, sometime this season. And the guys all looked at me like...
The crew looked at you like you were...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, rubber cord sinker.
Right.
Somebody got any rubber cord sinkers? Nobody got a rubber cord sinker.
Nobody had a clue.
No. I said, really? I said, they had no idea what it is.
Well, I mean, for those listening have no clue.
We used to stick them in our Levi pockets, wash our jeans, so they'd be shiny sinkers.
Well, that's what the little coin pocket was for.
Yeah.
That's what the little coin pocket was for.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they make them all shiny. And shiny sinkers we fished albacore with. You know,
I love
it. It worked great.
Hey, the 1 ounce torpedo.
In line. That's it.
Yeah.
But we take, I always tell the guys when we're albacore fishing, just one twist.
Okay.
You know, because if they twist it, don't try to save your sinker.
Yeah, you're wanting the sinker to go away.
Yeah, you want the sinker to go away.
Oh, okay.
Guys, I try to save my sinker and then it would get cut off. Yeah. You know, I said, easy on that. You know?
When I was working at the tackle store for, you know, I mean, for years, you know, in the middle 90s and the early 2000s, with, you know, like, all we sold when a guy was going on a fishing trip was a box of number 2 94 150s and a pack of 3/8 ounce rubber cords. Like, that was it.
And
25 pound. Like, that. When a guy would call to the tackle store and say, hey, I'm going fishing on the prowler. What do I need? For 20 years, we said the same thing. You need some 2-0s. Pardon me. Some 2-0s.
Some rubber cords.
3/8 ounce rubber cords and some 25 pound.
Right.
We said the same thing forever.
Yeah.
Now, if you showed up with some 25-pound, some number 2, 94, 150s, and a 3, you'd be like the Rambo's trip on the Polaris. Look, you'd never even get to turn the handle. Like, every one of those things would slip away from you.
Well, our hook and sinker packages.
Yeah.
For the rental package.
Yeah.
Had a rubber core sinker. Two rubber core sinkers.
Yeah.
Two different sizes, half ounce, an ounce and a half, and number 4 hooks.
That's crazy.
That's it. You know? Oh, such good times for sure.
I'm ready, Corey, for some 1.5 ounce lead heads, you know, a little island chovy, 5-inch MC, slider back on the slide, catching an albacore after 6 strike.
Absolutely.
I want it back, man. I'm ready.
That was the boys on Royal Star and Barry with Fish Trap that started that whole thing, right? And it just wasn't.
It worked.
And I'll tell you, it is a huge friend for the private boater.
Yeah.
Like, when that 3-inch anchovy doesn't quite make it on a bouncing boat, you know, and if you've got 2 dozen rubber tails, swim baits, it can change your world.
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously. Yeah. Like you make that your live bait. I mean, that's your troll mechanism. That's your cast on the, you know, quote unquote slide.
Yep.
That's, you could make an entire day with a 5-inch swim bait.
Plenty of them.
Yeah.
I mean, and they would bite it.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep the boat moving a little bit.
And
there's some of the commercial guys use rubbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you rubber tail on the light and just keep the boat moving. And they were getting bites on full speed. But I also found out we had a kid on there who was about 12.
Yeah.
When we were fishing albacore, he had those thin glass bubbles.
Okay.
Did you fill with a little bit of water?
Yeah, like you were trout
fishing. Like a casting bubble.
Like a casting bubble.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the corner, and we get a bite. He whipped that thing out. I mean, I don't care what size of anchovy. He whipped that thing out, and he was the first one to get a bite every time.
Really?
I watched that kid, 12 years old, catch 12 fish every stop. You got
that's
fish.
Cool.
How cool, man. You know? Just you bring back memories, yeah. Jim.
When we were skiff fishing for albacore and it was tough jig striking. You know, yeah. There's fish around but you couldn't get a bite. That was the ace in the hole
slow
always.
Troll.
You'd put your zucchini and your Mexican flag, yeah, and your cedar plug out there, but you'd always put 1 5-inch swim bait, you know, yeah, three times the distance back is everything else. And like when you couldn't pick them off, like that was it. That was the one thing that always got bit every time. That was like our ace in the hole when it was tough jig striking.
God, I'm just thinking being on the Cortez, a load of Chovy, half of it's on its side, half of it looks okay. What are you going to cast?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's it.
Totally.
It's a 2 ounce Colt Sniper style, or it's a swim bait. Dude, there's a. I keep saying it. There's two generations that have no clue.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I've got a great text, Rick.
Let's
hear it. That kind of follows in line with everything here, and it comes from John and Wildemar, and John says, Jim, we all seem to forget the things that worked in the past. Colt Snipers replaced Megabaits. The Mad Mac replaced the Marauders. And we used to use a Salus 6X in chrome and blue, dropping that down for the bluefin in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing you like most that made a comeback? Something that's made a comeback. That
The variations of the P-line jig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Colt Sniper.
Yes.
And
I mean, it was Point Wilson dart and
yeah,
crippled herring before
yeah,
it was
yeah,
those
that's
things,
right,
even.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, like,
true.
I just got a kick out of hearing his thing, because, like, there was a generation before all of those things,
yes,
that was the thing, you know?
How about the Scampi Coaster?
Exactly,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, all of it's had a variation, and
yeah,
you've seen the improvement. We're talking about this on this last Royal trip. All these guys got these deep diving plugs.
Yeah.
You know?
The DTX Minnows.
Yes, it's like it. There was one guy using a Marauder. One.
And he was the one bit.
No, he got bit every time.
Yeah.
But there was one guy using a Marauder.
Crazy, right?
And I'm just like, what happened? I asked Jonathan, where's the Marauders? Nobody's using a Marauder anymore.
Crazy.
You know? I was just like, they all got these deep diving plugs, and I'm just like, wow, this has changed.
So just seeing all the changes within all that is probably the most rewarding.
Yeah. I mean, people are adapting. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they make a lure to catch the fishermen. But I want to see what's working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The thing about
they're all working.
Yeah.
The thing about a good Marauder, too, a good Marauder, you're going to have that thing until, I know it sounds dumb to say, until you lose it. You know, and that's not the case with a lot of new plugs these days. I mean, a good Marauder could last a guy 15 years if he was lucky enough to not have a shark take it from him or not get into a tangle.
Catch a wahoo and it gets on the deck and
it
breaks.
Yeah.
You know, or the crew member hits it with a bat. You know.
The longevity out of a 1989 Marauder is not the same as a lot of those plugs today.
We trolled the little ones, the Bonitas.
Uh-huh.
And those things work very, very well for albacore. They work really good. But the little ones, can't find those.
I remember, they don't make them anymore. They're discontinued. I remember the times seeing, like, when it was yellowfin, but you were so plagued with skipjack that was one of the things. Like, you trolled the mini Marauder, it would keep the skipjacks off, but you could get your yellowfins or at least a higher percentage of it. Like, that was fun. A good one. Hey, another great text is, hey, guys, thanks for hosting such a great show. I love hearing from Captain Jim. My question, Jim, I've seen the Cortez, and I've known several friends that have chartered with you. I'm wondering if you could give us a little bit of the background about the Cortez, the bait capacity, the boat amenities, et cetera. What type of trips are your favorite to run? What are some of the things that sets the Cortez apart from the others in our fleet? Also, I would really like to get into some yellow and Dorado and action fishing. What's the best time of year, in your opinion, to book a charter in hopes of that? That's all from Dan and Philip Tranch.
Okay, well, Cortez has got three sister ships. One's the Endeavor, one's the Relentless, the same hulls. They're the 60-footers. You got the Aztec and the Pacific, which are the 65-footers. They're open berthing. We can seat 14, 15 in the galley comfortably. We have air conditioning in the bunk room. We have our fish holes can carry 9-ton. That's a very large fish hole. We had four.
Wait! You sleep 15, but you carry 9-ton of fish.
The fish hold on that boat goes from side to side,
right,
and it's all the way from the engine room back to the lounge.
Crazy. Of course Rambo's boat is
right?
That. Of course
I mean, I'm not a mathematician, but of course it is. But that caught my eye, man. Come on.
Then we cruise usually around 8.5 to 10 knots. You know, if we're trying to get somewhere, we can go 12.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to get somewhere fast. We took off the 4 bait boxes and put 3 round ones on for our upper deck.
When did you do that? That's
I built
new.
Those tanks probably about 5 years ago,
okay.
6 years ago. And our bait capacity almost doubled.
Wow. No
just because of the configuration? Because
they're round.
Right, yes. Right.
So we didn't have the loose corners in there. We have more deck space now because I made it a triangle shape. We put 3 tanks instead of 4 square boxes.
Yeah. So I wonder if Booger...
Mm-hmm. He's got the same thing.
But that thought probably came from Rambo.
Well, I mean, he's seeing the development. You're losing a lot of space. And he carries a lot of bait.
Yeah. You
know? We just built the tanks for the Sea Watch. Same thing. Round tanks.
Okay.
Built some round ones on there.
And like you say, frees up that deck space, too.
It does.
That's a win all the way around.
All the way around.
That's awesome.
And then we have 2 slammers in the deck. We can carry about 20 scoops in each one. So we have plenty of bait capacity for what we need.
Especially when you're doing those 3-day trips. And
so, and then we, you know, if we're fishing this bluefin and stuff, we're up there making flying fish for bait and squid when we can. So we put all our effort into everything we can do for the customers as far as catching fish.
All right.
And make it comfortable.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's almost like a mini RP.
Trying to be.
How cool is that, though, working on the RP?
I love it. I love it. It's built so far ahead of its time, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the boats still, they're trying to build boats like
and,
that.
And how cool to see, I mean, a kid that you and I both
mm-hmm.
saw behind the ticket counter as a little, well, I'll just say a little twerp.
Mm.
Little twerp running behind the cash register mm-hmm. as Jonathan Yamate,
yeah.
man. To see him behind the helm now.
I took him and his brother fishing a lot.
Jeffrey.
You know, Jeffrey and Jonathan come
I'm
out.
I'm so used to Jonathan and Jeffrey.
Yeah.
But now it's John Yamate.
Yeah. So I've taken him out fishing with me a lot of times. Man, never used to say anything. Quiet.
Yeah.
You know? Now he's running the Royal Polaris and getting
him. How cool.
Duck. It's awesome, you know?
And actually, him being at the helm and ownership now, some new trips. You mentioned
we're doing
that Jonathan's offering.
Yeah, we're going to do an open party whale trip. We used to do 2 all the time. We used to carry Oregon State and Cabrillo. We're still carrying Cabrillo, but after COVID, Oregon State dropped out. So now for the first time, we're going to run an open party whale trip.
Oh, it's almost, that's awesome.
Right?
They've always been charters.
It's always been charters.
Oh, how cool.
But it's almost like ecology trip would be the...
Yeah, and ecology is the proper term for it. It's an 8-day trip. We usually leave at midnight. We go clear in Ensenada. We go down to West Benitas Island. We let them off on the island for a day.
That's so
cool. So you get to hike the island.
They get to hike
the island.
Go see the lighthouses. Go visit the village. You know, it's just a small fishing village there. See all the, you know, you see anywhere from sea lions to elephant seals right there on the beach, fur seals, all kinds of different bird life, lots of different plants. We leave there about 4:00 in the afternoon, get down to the lagoon the next morning, spend 3 days in the lagoon with the whales.
In the scammons.
Go into the mangroves and check out all the birds,
cool
all
that?
The beach birds and stuff like
so
that.
So it's an open party trip.
It's an open party trip. Then we leave there after 3 days. We go up to Cedrus Island, let them off on the island. They get to hike the island.
Really?
And then we leave there that night after dinner. We go up to San Martin and spend a couple, 3 hours there at San Martin. They get to go on the beach there.
Really?
Yeah.
So what part of Cedros do you
get to hike? We go either Grand Canyon or Frog Canyon. It's the middle on the front side of the island.
Really?
And there are good canyons to hike. There's watershed. There's frogs. And
frogs on there, too?
Oh, yeah. There's deer.
Hence Frog Canyon?
Yep, Frog Canyon. There's deer.
I know about the deer.
Coyotes.
Yeah.
Wild dog. You know?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of cool stuff to see on the island. Up on top, there's basically a rainforest of pine trees.
Yes.
You know, it's one of the few islands that has pine trees all the way on the top.
So when is this trip?
The open party trip, I think, leaves on the 26th of February.
Of February.
and gets back on the 6th of March. And then we turn around that night and leave at the 6th again for the following trip.
Yeah.
The Cabrillo. We have a naturalist from Mexico also on the boat. And plus, there'll be somebody who knows about the rocks and the whales and
right.
do the full thing. Meals served every trip, you know, all three meals. We have the Ponga guys come on the boat.
Yeah.
We're in the lagoon.
What a cool trip. No, I would love to do something like that someday.
Yeah.
Right?
I've had a lot of commercial fishermen from Washington, Oregon, and Northern California come down. Oh, I got to bring my wife. And
she wants my wife wants to come. Yeah. I guess I have to.
And they turn around and go, boy, this was a blast. This was really, really unique.
Because the whales, I mean, obviously the whales are kind of like one of the focal points, right?
Yes.
But equally, dude, I mean, getting to hike San Martin, getting a hike on Cedros, getting a hike on Bonitos.
Totally.
Yeah. You get to, even for the fishermen that come out of San Diego, see those islands when we fish and stuff like that, being on the island is different.
One of the trips that I was on to Cedros,
mm-hmm.
there was a biologist that mm-hmm. was on there, and he's from San Diego. I forget his name, so I feel really bad, but mm-hmm. he does a lot of biology work in San Diego County, mm-hmm. and he told us that Cedros, there is more biodiversity on this island
mm-hmm.
than there is in the rainforest.
Absolutely.
Crazy. Right? I mean, it's
you have everything right. from a desert to a rainforest.
Yeah.
Right. It's everything in between.
Wow, crazy. You know,
there's they got the Cedars rattlesnake, which is only about this big.
Rattleless?
No, it's actually a rattlesnake.
It's got a rattle.
Yeah, but it can't open its mouth more than like a quarter of an inch.
Come on.
Yeah, they only grow about that big, a foot long maybe.
Really?
Just like 14 inches maybe. Yeah. But they can only open their mouth a little bit?
Yeah, they can't.
What's up with that?
They're not big enough.
Bug eaters.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What a trip.
Pretty awesome. I mean, there's all kinds of cool stuff to see. You know, you can go right along the edge of the water like that and see all kinds of calico bass and halibut swimming around.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
So that trip is in 4 weeks.
You
said around February 26th.
Uh-huh. And it goes all the way until March 6th. We get return March 6th.
Are there openings, do you think?
Yeah. There's. I think we have 17 on that trip right now. And so it's about a half full.
Better call Monica, I guess.
It's all staterooms on the boat.
Yeah.
So. It's pretty awesome.
Better give the RP.
I dig that.
Yeah, you can get Monica or Jenna call at Royal Polaris office.
619-226-8030.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. That's cool.
If you haven't been on it, it's a life-changing experience.
I'll bet.
Once in a lifetime thing.
I just had no idea that there was an opportunity to do that on an open party. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. Well, hey, speaking of really cool, we got our good buddy Robbie Gant standing by this morning. Good morning, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing great, man. Good to hear from you. What's going on? What's new with you and APCO, and what's happening?
Well, I just wanted to call in and tell the listeners that next week at the Bart Hall Show, we're going to have the APCO booth inside Island Tackle's booth, so we'll have all of our clothing and, you know, all the tackle there. I think we're running everything at, like, 25% off. We're going to have some awesome deals on fluorocarbon, so I just wanted to let the listeners know to swing on by the Island Tackle booth and check out the gear.
Awesome. One of the best times of the year for sure to stock up on essential items that you know you're going to use. Psycho Pro Floral certainly being one of them. Like, you know, the shows are their best opportunity to get that, and man, what a cool deal. And how about lures and that kind of stuff? I mean, will you have any of those great apple lures in the booth as well?
Swimmers, man. One of my favorites, Robbie.
Should be a full spread of everything. So I think we've got a pretty big section in the booth, and I'm actually kind of bummed. It'll be like the first time I'm not going to be at the Bart Hall Show since like 1997.
Wow.
So I'll be out of town, but we'll have plenty of APCO staff there on hand to answer all the questions, and you know,
I'm sure you'll be well represented as always in a great spot there at Islands to get to do it. And you know, one of the things Corey was talking about the swimmer. That jerk bait that you guys have, like, you know, the Northern Baja Cabrilla fishing has just so come into popularity over these last couple of years. Seems like so much more. We see a lot of guys coming through the store, you know, fishing all that Northern Baja stuff, both, you know, Cortez side and Pacific side. That jerk bait you have has, like, risen to one of the best ones that we carry and so popular amongst those guys. One, because it gets bit so well. Two, because it casts so well. And three, you don't have to do anything to it in terms of replacing hardware. Like, it's a very well-built
4X hooks.
Yeah,
and
I love
and
that thing.
Heavy-duty split rings. And you're not spending that extra bill on just hardware to replace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That was the whole goal behind the lures was, you know, I was sick of buying lures and having to spend, you know, another 10, 15 bucks on split rings and 4X hooks to catch the fish we have on our coast, or any coast, really, for that matter. But, they're ready to roll right out of the box.
That's it. Well, great. We appreciate it very much. Sorry to hear that you'll be missing the show, but sounds like a great opportunity to buy some killer gear. Robbie, appreciate the heads up, and enjoy your vacay, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Awesome, Robbie. Appreciate that update very much. Glad to hear some good opportunities to get some good tackle.
I know it, right? Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And this hour only, we were on the 973 The Fan, and we'll be right back.
Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Man, we've been talking about all this great opportunity and new gear that's around and the potential of having anchovies. Man, let me tell you, I don't think that there's ever been a reel that will come to light more than the Trinidad 14 when it comes to fishing. Lightweight spool, still legitimate drags, good gears, good guts, strong, and a fantastic casting reel. Also, Tranx 400s, the brand new Tranx 300B, even some of that high-end, I hate to say it, don't put this on me, high-end spinning tackle. Like, things are not the same that they were 20 years ago when we had Cho. Like, it's going to be very interesting to see what comes up with all this brand new Shimano gear. For more information on all this great stuff, check out your local Shimano dealer or check out Shimano.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start. With a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio with Jim Hughes from the Cortez, and just talking good times, good fishing, and dude, Rick being on 97.3 The Fan again is so cool. And
this,
I know this hour, only on Saturdays, the second hour, we're on the app only. So, I mean, just, but being back on The Fan is a super cool thing. Hey, if you want to join us today, Jim has brought a super cool thing. A day and a half or a 2.5 day trip for one lucky caller or texter. So we have a caller from the first hour we've chosen already, and a texter. So if you're texting the show, which is only done via the app, make sure you leave your name and telephone number. And that day and a half or 2.5 day trip, whichever, when you're in contact with Jim, the availability, whatever is available, you get to bring a buddy, man. Whether that's your fishing buddy or your wife wants to experience it, or you have a teenager that wants to come out.
Your kid.
You want to bring Rock on Rick? Come on.
Yeah, there it is, right?
Or your dad.
I'll be right there.
You know.
That's right.
Call me dad.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
And again, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And make sure that you include that name and phone number too, because you know if you win that, if you're the big winner, man, we want to get that thing to you.
Right? I know. It's super cool.
You got a fun text standing by, Corey?
I do. Yeah, I've got a number of them here, and this one comes from Randy in Idaho.
Ooh.
Right? And Randy says, Jim, I'm sure our paths crossed 50 some years ago because I worked for Bob Williams on the San Diego, and it brings a chuckle because we're going back,
yep.
Going back in time. Bob Williams on the San Diego in the summer of 1968. I loved it when you mentioned names from the past like Dave Stout, Jay Sterling, etc. Question, do you think there is a correlation? Here comes the loaded question, Jim. Do you think there is a correlation between the presence of anchovy and the possibilities of albacore this summer? As I remember, Bobby Shaw saying, Albies love those little chovies.
That's right. Bobby and Billy Shaw. Going to bring back some memories.
Correlation.
We've had 3 to 5 year classes of anchovy offshore for years while this bluefin's even been here. And we see it inshore. We see the influx more of anchovy this year as far as on the beach, a little bit closer.
And when you say on the beach, inside of 100 feet of water.
Inside the 100 fathom curve.
Yeah.
You know, we see more of that anchovy.
Yeah.
And we saw that down below coming up just on this long range trip too. Everything was on that 100 fathom curve. Everything's pushed into the beach. And do I see a correlation with it? We're catching anchovies. We're using anchovies. We saw albacore.
Yeah.
So. I listened to Cameron and I listened to Frank last week and saying nobody wants to predict the albacore thing. Well, nobody does, but on the other side, if you keep saying it, eventually you're going to be right.
Like Pete, he's the last stander, boy.
That's it.
Every year he calls it.
Well, like we were just talking about, when Guadalupe was a bluefin island, that's all you caught.
Hey, there's guys that don't even know that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's what you caught there. Big ones, nice ones.
There was no yellowfin.
No. And now big, it's yellowfin.
Sometimes some big ones, right?
Yeah, real big ones. And then it's graduated over to yellowfin. Has this bluefin got us so locked in on the beach when it first starts biting? I mean, it's always been up on the, from Colonnette, Ranger Bank, all that stuff all the way up. And when nobody's getting outside, are we missing it? I mean, I look at last year, and they were catching albacore in June up there in Northern California, Oregon. June. We've never heard of that.
Yeah.
They usually don't catch that fish up here until late August, September. Are we not getting out there early enough? Who knows?
Yeah.
You can't just send one boat out there because he could miss them by 50 feet,
But that's what, Jim, I mean.
We used to have the jig boats and stuff.
Yeah.
Fishing out of San Diego. And so
the commercial guys.
Commercial guys. And so that fish is out there southwest. That fish is, coming up.
But the way they fished was different, too. Like, they would sometimes fish south more early.
Oh, yeah.
And then travel north, to the Oregon, California border.
Yeah, they would start down there in between Guadalupe and Cedars. And work up.
In, March, April, somewhere in that zone.
They start looking around early.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I mean, but you having over 5 decades... The ocean's a beautiful place.
It is. It's a box of chocolates.
It is, right? I mean, with all laughter included.
It's
what keeps it exciting.
It is.
And the cycles and the things that happen. And that's what nobody can predict it.
No.
And I don't care. I'm sorry, Steve Crook. How many years, and I say that lovingly, how many years of education a biologist has?
Well, they're watching, like Steve says, there's a line that this albacore's been above.
Yes.
That keeps dropping down lower and lower. He says, when it gets down to this low, that's when the stuff will flood in.
Okay.
I mean, they caught, albacore season was last year. This last year was, on a Thursday? There's four caught here, yeah. Three caught there.
That's but like the Chovy cycle. I mean, yeah. I think we're entering one of those cycles, and it doesn't mean the sardine are overfished. It doesn't mean, but that would be the first thing that.
Yeah.
That
would be the first thing you hear from people.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's a cycle. They don't coexist perfectly together. It'll never happen. Right. It's oil and water. One overrules the other.
Steve brought up a good point.
Yeah.
He said, I went out on the Liberty. I went out on the San Diego.
Yeah.
These guys take 100 scoops of bait. 90 scoops of it's going in the water.
Exactly.
That's true.
It's all going in the water without a hook in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He says, all getting returned.
Yeah.
There it is.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like it's getting overfished. It's just getting thrown back in the water.
For a ride.
Yep.
It gets scooped up. It goes in the box. It goes in the tank. It gets thrown back overboard and starts the process.
I always wanted to write a book about that.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I think you should, for sure. Well, we got some great tech standing by. I had one that says, man, I fished with Tyler a bunch on different boats. Now that you have Tyler, how much of an asset has he been to the Cortez? He's such a great captain and so missed on his previous boat where I used to fish with him. That's from Mike and Yorba Belinda.
We love him. You know,
yeah.
He puts his heart and soul in it. He loves to fish. He's excellent with the people. He knows what he's talking about. When he's not on the boat, he's fishing at nighttime.
I love that.
You know, he goes fishing all the way up and down the coast. He fishes lakes and rivers and everything else. His passion. I mean, I don't know how he sneaks out. He's got, you know, three kids, and he still sneaks out at nighttime and goes somehow finds out to go fishing. But then on the boat, he does a good job, and I'm completely, you know, I relax
That's
when
really
I'm off
cool.
the boat and he's running the boat.
So you know you got the right guy.
Yeah. And the people like him, you know. I mean, he's going to give 100% and the people enjoy that.
We had we're always trying to recruit the next man up at the tackle store. And
mm-hmm.
There was a mom and son that were shopping in the store this last week, and her son's getting into his teenage time where he's ready for his first summertime job. And, you know, we did what we always did. When we can see a kid's got that spark, we were always, hey, man, this should be your first summertime job. You should come and talk to us in the springtime. And the mom was talking to us about it, and she was just saying, like, her fear was that, you know, when somebody's passion becomes their job, sometimes they'll lose it. And I just said, man, the majority of the people in our fleet, especially the people that are fishing, and that the story that I just told was exactly what you just said about Tyler. Like, mm-hmm. you know, the guys that got it and love it and live it and breathe it, they do it way too long. They have a shift that's way, you know, that's way too many days in a row without a day off, and they're on 14 mm-hmm. days and they finally get a day off. And the first thing they do is not take care of the truck, and it's not go wash all their clothes, and it's not probably do all
go
the things
fishing.
They should be. Oh, I heard Dixon's biting. I'm going to go trout fishing for the day. Like,
we have customers shipping them jigs and lures.
Yeah.
I see stuff for Noe, for Tyler, for Noe, for Tyler. I go, what do you guys got? Oh, the guy's shipping us some lures and jigs. We wanted this one. So what for? Oh, we're going to go fish striped bass next week. We're going to go fish trout this week.
Yeah, I got one day off coming up next week. I've already got the whole day planned out on fishing. You know, business will take care of itself on the wintertime. I'll get my I'll get my bills paid then. In the meantime, like.
That's when you know it's in your
veins. Biting. Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's what
Absolutely.
That's what I told him, man. Like, most of the guys in this fleet that are doing it, like Jim, like, if you got it, you got it, man. There's no doubt about it. That doesn't go away.
No, it don't go away.
That's really
cool. No doubt about it.
Yeah, you don't take the winter off. I mean, you're doing boat work, and then you're working on the RP.
Yeah.
And it kind of, Rick, I've got a text that kind of.
Yeah, let's hear it. I love it.
I mean, it kind of falls in line with all of this. And
send it.
It comes from John Amir Mesa. Thank you, John. Included his number in the running for that day and a half to, or 2.5 day trip. Says, good morning, Jim. Selfishly, I never want to see you retire. But if you do, when might that come, and what might that look like for Jim Hughes in the Cortez?
Ooh.
I know, it's kind of
I don't even want to think about it.
Right?
But I have plenty of work.
Yeah.
You know, working on the Royal, the Supreme, the Shogun, other boats. I'm not worried about lack of work. I got to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know.
Retirement's not an option. I mean, for the love of
I'd like to retire.
Yeah.
You know, but not fully retired.
Yeah.
You'd be such a good project manager of boat work. You know what I mean? Like, just the I know how many people in our fleet rely on Rambo, whether it be for questions or to help with a project or to help oversee something or just just a lifetime of knowledge of knowing what to do when this scenario happens. Like, I mean, yeah, you're an asset that just...
I get questions all the time, and I try to help out if I know, you know, what they're talking about. But sometimes I got to actually go see.
Sure. Know?
I mean, because your description of something might be not mine.
Yeah.
You know, it might be a lot easier one way or the other.
But you say that, Rick, and it's not only the knowledge of breaking down a potential job, like yeah. How do we do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go to gym to try to figure out how we're going to attack the plan. But more importantly, Jim Rambo has the answer for when things are derailed.
Totally, yeah.
When things don't go like they were expected.
Yeah. Kind of MacGyver something back together when you don't have a shop in your backyard.
It's like any other problem. 90% is just analyzing.
Yeah.
It's only 10% work. It's 90% trying to get this right first.
That's cool.
You know, so.
The glass work, the operational part, every bit of it.
The one that I remember my favorite was, yeah. do you recall how long your last repower, how much time it spent from when you started to your new motors were in and fired back up?
We were at 2 weeks. I think 9-10 days, maybe, you know, but we had everything lined up.
That's what I remember. I mean, think about the job of cutting a boat apart, pulling the process of pulling those out, putting new motors in, the fabrication that's involved, and everything else. And the entire thing I just remember it being just over a 1 week period.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. I mean, something that conceivably takes months, you know, like, but been there, done that.
Yep.
You knew it was coming, and you had everything
it's
ready to
just
roll.
Just getting everything planned out and getting it all right, and expecting problems.
Right.
And what are we going to do to have, when this problem does come up, are we going to have something to solve it?
I love it. Well, hey, we had another great text come through. It said, man, I sure appreciate the show and Jim taking the time. He's such a well-respected operation. My question is, when you're fishing Tanner and Cortez, like we did so much on the Anchor this year, do you make any changes to your schedule in terms of departure and return times? Do you normally have opportunities of catching yellowtail as well when you're anchored up on the banks? That's all from DJ in San Diego.
Yeah, no, I mean, we know how far we got to go, and when we do get anchored, yeah, there's always good opportunity to catch yellowtail, bluefin, current's right, you know. Now you're more current-based than anything else, you know. If the current's going up the island to the west or something like that, you want to be anchored. There's three or four good spots there, you know. There's a lot of guys from L.A., you know, Jeff and a couple of guys. They get anchored up, and they know where to be.
Right.
And they can be the last boat in there. They've seen it out there where we've got 17, 18 boats. And I watch those guys come right in, park, and just absolutely
have position.
Have position, and, you know, just the way the current was or the way it was the day before, and actually put the wood to them.
That's pretty
cool.
You
know, why everybody watches.
There was some really good nighttime fishing this year, right?
At Cortez, it was. Okay. Yeah, there was about 2 or 3 weeks of it. Very, very good fishing. You could go catch a bunch of squid. At the same spot.
Okay.
And then that yellowtail and sea bass would bite a little bit.
That's
good
cool.
Yellowtail. And then late in the season, too. There's only a few of us out, you know, in November and stuff. That Cortez started biting the yellowtail again. I mean, it was good.
That's
it
cool.
Was fun
would you
fishing.
See bluefin at night like that, too, on the Anchor?
No, we didn't.
No.
No, but it
was around.
The hour before daylight, guys start catching them. Just an hour before.
Yeah.
You know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then they'd catch it up into... right at dark if the guys stayed anchored out there.
You know, it always mystifies me, and I know it doesn't mystify me, but it's just one of those things. Cortez is so far offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about barracuda, white sea bass.
Whitefish, yellowtails.
Yeah.
Like.
Right, but I mean the migratorial, you know, the white sea bass
and
stuff. Like absolutely. How the barracuda. Like
Yep.
It's just amazing.
What were you doing between there and the beach? You know,
how'd you get there?
Yeah,
it just proves like how little we really know.
The best sea bass fishing I ever, Bob was running the boat.
Yeah.
Bob Williams, we're in San Diego. We're fishing the airplane hole, 65 fathoms, outside Mission Bay.
Really?
We had 15 or 18 of those 60 pounders.
No
come on.
Way.
Yeah.
Which
we're
is
fishing
like
rock cut.
5 miles off the beach, roughly. I mean,
fishing rock cut.
Maybe six.
Yeah.
Maybe six.
Fishing 80 fathoms.
Crazy.
75, 80 pounds. And, I mean, there were big ones.
Sea bass,
you know. We're up in the bow. I remember Jay Kruger, he got up and he goes, man, I got something big on here. Like that. And I looked over and, gapped it. So we just threw it on the deck. I got a bite. I wound mine up. We gaffed it, threw it on the deck, and we're going dragging these two sea bass out here, and Bob's going, where do those come from?
So were you, that's crazy. Were you on the San Diego? So one of the big eye that is mounted up at Seaforth.
Yeah.
And I know the story because Johnny Mate and Bob Williams talked about it, but we're caught on the San Diego. Were you on those trips?
Mm.
No.
Not on that one.
Okay.
There was another one that John's dad caught. Was when
Senior Johnny Mate.
Yes.
Okay.
Kish.
What's his nickname?
Kish. No, Kish. John's dad.
Yeah, okay.
Jonathan's grandfather.
Okay, I gotcha.
He was with me on the Deluxe.
Okay.
And he got one of those big eye.
Wow.
You know?
That's cool.
We had some good times on that boat, you know? So
San Diego's a... Dude, San Diego's... And the legend follows on. I mean, yeah. Booger and Matt.
Yeah,
and,
pretty cool.
And the way it does today. And
they tried to build that, you know, that the boat that's the Western Pride. That was a Seaforth.
Yeah.
You know, they built that a couple years later. They built that one. San Diego was 65, was built in 65. The Western Pride, which is the Seaforth, was 1968.
Wow.
It was 2 feet longer.
Crazy.
Speaking of boats, I thought this was a fun test.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got a question I've always wanted to ask Jim. If the Cortez didn't exist, what other boat in the fleet would you love to own and operate?
Oh.
What have you had your eye on? What do you think's a great boat, great line, great builder, all that great stuff?
What a good test,
yeah, that's
Rick.
From Nate in San Diego.
Wow.
Good question.
Yeah.
That's kind of another loaded question, man. Might as well throw Albacore in there, too, right?
Well, and also, you've had your hands into so many of them. I mean,
the original New Seaport was one of those 65-foot Ditmars. And that Western Pride, the Seaport.
That's cool.
That Seaport was a fast boat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quick. I mean, you could easily push that boat at 15 knots.
Really?
17 knots.
And
we fished half-day Albacore on it.
Come on.
Half-day Albacore.
Where would you go? Like, where
we were fishing down there by the 390.
Come on.
Yes.
What?
We fished morning, half-day.
Wait, what?
We fished morning, half-day.
Okay.
Then
catch your bass.
We came in 11:30.
Okay.
Leave at 12 o'clock. And run that boat all the way down to the 390. And the first trip, I think they had over 150 albacore.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yep.
So if needed, you could extend the trip an hour or whatever.
Yeah, no, we fished albacore. I mean, we got back at 10 and 11
you
o'clock
at
night.
You got back when you got back.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yep. That's so cool.
In the summertime.
That is wild,
oh,
man.
That boat caught, it must have been 20 or 30 trips like that.
Yeah. You know? That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's cool. You got one standing by for us?
Yeah, I do. I got a text right here. I sure do. And good morning. My question for Jim, do you have a favorite time of the season or trip you prefer? Also, do you have a trip or a trip or catch that sticks out above all others and you'll never forget? And that comes from Quentin. Thank you, Quentin, for including this number two.
October.
You love October.
Love October.
It's kind of the locals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as catching fish, on the Deluxe again, we had the Halloween Day Massacre. 30 miles outside Mission Bay, all 110 to 160-pound big eye.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Eight people on the trip.
Yeah.
Billy Golder was on that trip.
Really?
Yeah. He was young.
Billy, who does some maintenance stuff at Seaforth.
Yeah. And then
part of the family.
Yeah, Bill G was about 12.
Wow.
Well, he was on that trip. Yeah, and we're 30 miles outside, and we were stopped all day.
That is crazy.
Again, we had one gold reel on the boat.
Wow.
You know, and it was John Yamati's, and I blew out the bearing on it. On the side.
That is crazy. What stories, man.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Going back,
yeah.
Man.
Well, as we're running short, I've got something that I need to say, a very important thing. I have a listener that listens, that watches the show on the YouTube Live.
Let me guess.
Every Saturday.
Wyatt?
It's Wyatt, yeah. But today today is Wyatt's birthday.
No,
so happy,
happy
birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, Wyatt's turning three today. So
Happy birthday, Wyatt.
Happy birthday, buddy.
He's,
yeah.
He's watching us right
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty cool. All right, hey, another fun text I got through. It says, hey, guys, I'm up in the 805, and I'm so interested in dialing in my offshore quiver. I'm hoping that Jim can give me his best recommendation on what the appropriate rod and reel setup is for a daytime bluefin sinker rig fish and also a nighttime jig fish. What are your favorites?
Wow. I think that's more your territory.
Jim's just a nut and bolts, get it done kind of guy.
During the daytime, I always tell the guys to fish for 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Always 60 pounds. You fish 60 pounds because you might not get as many bites, but when you do, you're going to land it. Nighttime, 100 pound minimum. And then nighttime jigging, hey, 150, 130.
Feed them the rope.
Feed them the rope. Chain, whatever it takes.
Talk of my language. Yeah. Right. Feed them the rope. Hey, we're going to be right back, and let's talk hook up. All this killer information. We're going to find out who's won that killer trip when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and 97.3 The Fan.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently delivered deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and Rambo, I can't say enough about the last 2 hours, man. An honor for me to be here.
Totally, man.
But only one coin and only one winner. Go for it, Rambo. All right. Flip the coin.
We got it marked.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh.
We have a caller.
Like a caller.
And today's caller from the first hour, Mike. Mike in Torrance wins the trip in the Cortez. We'll get
the hometown boy,
and we'll get you in touch with Mike, and okay, we'll set up the date and a half or 2 days.
Yeah, we got the certificate here. We'll mail it out. And congratulations, man! What a cool opportunity to go fishing on such a great boat. And man, I'm with you, Corey. Jim, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time. You've got a very busy schedule, and I know it's not easy, but we love having you on here. And
I enjoy being here and talking to the people and talking to the world. It's fun.
I enjoy it. I was sure stoked to have somebody that's, you know, like I said, somebody that feels like family on the first try. Waiting for my inevitable screw-up, pushing buttons and pulling slides. It sure was good having somebody that we love in here. So, yeah, a great time. If somebody wants to book a trip, go fishing with you on the Cortez, and also maybe take that take an opportunity to go on that natural history trip with you. How do we find you in the Cortez?
You can get a hold of me at my phone number is 619-203-2965, or you can call Seaforth at 619-224-3383. They'll have the schedule here probably in the first part of March as far as any open party and charters and so forth. And if you want to go on the whale trip, you want to get a hold of Monica or Jen at the Royal Polaris office, 619-226-8030. Awesome. They got all the information.
Sounds like a cool trip. Yeah,
it is an awesome trip.
Great job, Ramble. Hey, well, we sure appreciate that. We sure appreciate you. Another great show coming for you tomorrow morning, all on board the Fan, as well as Facebook and YouTube Live. All that great info coming your way. That is happening tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., Captain Taro talking to you from the Liberty, and we're going to be having a lot of fun. Corey and I will be joining you again, and I just, again, want to give a very big thanks to Jeff keeping us rolling on the Fan, to George from Backbone. Thanks for having my back, boys. Sure appreciate that. And we're looking forward to, again, talking to you tomorrow morning right here, 7 to 9 a.m. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.